In the studio with me this morning, I have some members of the Girl Scout troop from here in Sitka, Troop 4140, and they also have with them Biddy Balducci, who is a energy education and public outreach person for Sitka Conservation Society. And thank you all of you ladies for coming in this morning, and good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see, Biddy is going, you're going to give us the reason that you're here.
Well, yeah, we're basically here to talk about the Get Moving Energy Journey that our troop has been doing. We're a junior Girl Scout troop, and Girl Scouts with their Forever Green campaign has a new kind of mission to make everyone become a little bit more energy aware and to give girls the insight that they need to lead an energy efficient life. So we went through this whole process, which took about 6 months. We're not completely done. We will be at the end of March, which Romy will talk about in a little bit. But we're basically doing this entire journey to learn about energy in Sitka, across the U.S., how to become more energy efficient and how to weatherize. We took a tour of Keet Gushaheen, and so we did a bunch of fun stuff, which the girls are going to talk about and let you know how they've learned about energy this year.
Well, that sounds really great. Let me introduce, why don't you introduce yourselves? Let's see. We've got
Allison Winger.
Chloe McAdams.
Romy Beckers.
All right. Very nice. Well, thanks for coming in. You know, big sacrifice because I know it's spring break. So we really appreciate you guys coming in on your spring break. So let's see. Allison, I think you're going to start us off talking about your part in this project.
In the Energy Award, one project that we did, we took old magazines and made, like, bracelets and necklaces with them. And we took a look at the Blue Lake Dam expansion, and we created our own dams out of graham crackers, peanut butter, and ice cream.
Interesting. Did you get to eat the dam after you were done?
Yeah.
Okay, I figured as much. So did you go out and look at Blue Lake Dam then?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so you just must have looked at some drawings or something?
Yeah.
Okay. And so the idea behind the dam is what in terms of energy conservation or being smart about energy?
What?
Is there a specific reason why you'd want to learn about a dam project? No?
We were just taking a look at how Sitka gets its energy. We were talking about fossil fuels and how a lot of other communities use fossil fuels to create energy.
Okay.
Sitka inversely uses hydroelectricity, so we wanted to point out how important that is and how unique we are in that aspect.
We are lucky that way because we have relatively inexpensive and clean power source, so that's good. Let's see. Let's hear from Chloe next.
Well, on our next award, it was the Investigate Award, and we did a tour of Keet Gushaheen, and we talked to the maintenance man, Bill Steinbaugh, and
he gave you some information on what type of things are energy efficient at Keet?
Yeah, and they haven't had any upgrades on their school or anything in 21 years.
Really? So did you walk around the school, like do a little tour of the school and kind of look at like windows maybe or other places where energy efficiency might be improved?
We also wrote a letter to the school board a couple meetings ago, and we're gonna go present it in some time.
Wow, that's
on April 3rd. We're gonna go to the meeting with the school board, and we're gonna present all the findings that we got from the tour, and we're going to just share our insights. Since we've learned a lot about energy this year, we want to share some suggestions to the school board, since four out of the top 25 energy users in 2010 were school buildings. Our troop is trying to make it known that youth do care how much their school is using in energy.
Sounds like a good plan. Let's see. There's one more section to this program, and that's going to be presented by Romy.
Our final award is called the Innovate Award.
Okay.
And we are trying to encourage our community members to be more energy efficient. And Troop 4140 will be hosting a community-wide event called Earth Hour.
Huh, that sounds interesting.
A breakfast buffet by candlelight, and Girl Scout troops will showcase how they've become more energy efficient in the last year.
Well, that sounds really neat. Do you have a date on that? Or have you guys...
The event will take place at Keet Gushaheen Elementary in the multipurpose room on Saturday, March 31st from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 p.m.
It's not 13 hours,
that
I swear.
That would be really long. Okay, so next Saturday from 8:30 to 9:30, there'll be a buffet at Keet Gushaheen.
Yeah, and it's a breakfast potluck, so, Girl Scout troops don't have that much funding, so we're requesting that everyone that comes bring a dish to share. Of course, if your family, maybe bring two. And so what we're doing in this award is we're just getting all the troops together, and we're having them showcase what they've done to become more energy efficient this year. And, of course, our troop is going to be doing the same and just talking more about this award. We have Chris Bruton, who's going to speak, as well as Tim Fulton from the school board. And so we're really trying to get the community members involved, because this issue of energy efficiency has become a main priority in our town, as well as many places across the globe. And so I think it's a really unique opportunity when youth can educate adults on what they've learned.
Thoughts, young ladies, about your awards project that you've been working on? Is there anything you especially really liked about doing these, particularly one? Your mics are open, so just jump right in there. Nothing. Getting the blank stare.
I think the thing that they liked the most, from my opinion, just kind of witnessing, was going on the tour, because it was like, oh, we've never actually been allowed to go up in this room. So Bill showed us all around. Yeah.
All right. That's neat. So now you guys, were you the ones that were selling cookies last night?
Yeah.
Somewhere in town?
Yeah.
Do you have plans to keep doing that?
Well, we're kind of busy today, but we've been doing it for the past days. We have a couple more boxes of cookies.
Okay, that's good news for many of us. All right, well, it sounds like next Saturday the place to be is at Keet Gushaheen at 8:30 with your potluck dish in hand, and people will get a chance to hear more about your project you've been working on. And thanks for coming in this morning. I know, as I said, it's a major sacrifice when you could have been sleeping in, but instead, you're here with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Again, our guests this morning from Girl Scout Troop 4140, Allison Winger, Chloe McAdams, and Romy Beckeris. And thanks again to Biddy Balducci from Sitka Conservation Society.